This is Ayla Ellison, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review, with your daily healthcare business briefings. Here are today's top headlines. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden said the U.S. will increase the supply of COVID-19 vaccines sent to states by about 16% for the next 3 weeks and buy enough doses to vaccinate the whole U.S. population by the end of summer. To help with this effort, President Biden said the government is working to buy an additional 100 million doses from Pfizer and Moderna, increasing the U.S. total to 600 million. The president also said the government will start giving states 3 weeks' notice for their estimated vaccine allotments to allow states to better plan vaccine appointments. Johnson & Johnson said Tuesday that it is on track to deliver 100 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine to the U.S. by the end of June if it's authorized by the FDA. The company said it expects results from its phase 3 trial by early next week. If authorized, the vaccine would only require one dose instead of the two doses that both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines require, meaning the 100 million doses would go further in vaccinating the U.S. population. As millions of Americans get their first and second doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, a survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows that a growing share of the public is open to getting vaccinated. The share of U.S. adults who want to get the vaccine as soon as possible has increased since December among Black, Hispanic, and white adults, and the share who say they want to wait and see how it works for other people has declined. Residents of rural areas continue to be among the most resistant to getting the vaccine. There were a few notable hospital and health system transactions and partnerships announced in the past week. Cleveland Clinic partnered with Doctors Hospital Health System to expand service offerings and improve care quality in the Bahamas. The two organizations struck a two-year strategic advisory agreement in which Doctors Hospital can access Cleveland Clinic's network of experts for strategic planning, clinical education, and leadership development. Perry Memorial Hospital, a 25-bed critical access hospital in Princeton, Illinois, plans to join OSF Healthcare in Peoria, Illinois. Franklin, Tennessee-based Community Health Systems is planning to end its lease of Northwest Mississippi Medical Center, a 181-bed hospital in Clarksdale. SA Acquisition Group finalized its purchase of St. Alexius Hospital, a 190-bed hospital in St. Louis. And Quincy, Illinois-based Blessing Health System will assume ownership of an Iowa hospital from Unity Point Health on March 1st. According to a new study published in the Annals of Surgery, the cost of halting major elective surgery during the pandemic is estimated to be $22.3 billion for U.S. hospitals. The researchers found that the median recovery time to recoup lost revenue was 12 to 22 months. They also found that rural and urban non-teaching hospitals may face more financial risk amid the pandemic. Those are the biggest healthcare business updates for today. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.